bet on the massive US Power Jackpot at Lotto Land today. Gamble responsibly.
Hey everyone, it's Luke Libby and Dobbo. Margot Parker joining us again this afternoon. She tried to be sexy for her husband last night. Didn't quite work out as planned. We'll delve into that one for you. Also, have you ever had your baby be insulted? Well, wait till you hear the story that we get into today on the show. And we talk Tool of the Week as well. It all happens on the catch-up. It starts for you right now. Yeah, and congratulations to Barnaby Joyce and Vicky Campion. They had their little baby boy. I believe the baby was born on Monday, but they've just revealed details of it now. What was the name they went with, Margo?
They called it Sebastian.
I thought it was long odds to be Johnny after Johnny Depp. It would have been good though, Dobbo.
Or Pistol or Boo.
Would have been.
Yeah. Boo Boo. Good on you, Barnaby.
I tell you what, I just saw, and there's an article in the paper today, which is pretty funny, and I reckon most parents would be able to relate to this. When you know, when you first get a kid and it's hard to sort of, most kids kind of look the same and, you know, everyone lies and says, cute kid. There's an article in the paper today and it's about this, mother who put a photo up. This lady's flicking through her Facebook feed and she sees a photo of what she thinks is her friend's kid because her friend was pregnant, right? So she writes on the message of the photo, she goes, "Oh, beautiful little baby boy, congratulations." And then the friend writes back, "That's not my baby boy, that's a hairless baby wombat."
Oh, God. Was seemingly harmless.
You got to see the photo.
It's very easy. I think it's very, very easy to actually think that that they are like that. Because what they do is they do these 3D scans now, apparently, that actually, and when they're young, they look like, you know, like a little baby echidna or a wombat or a little baby kangaroo. That's what they look like.
But you're talking about the photos that you get from, like, the doctor when the baby's still inside, right? Because
this is an actual live baby.
Yeah, this is a live baby. Those scans look like you're giving birth to ET or something. But yeah. this was a baby wombat dog that had no hair. I remember I was up the Sunny Coast once when Coralie was a baby. But I remember getting so offended because I was out to dinner with Kathy and Coralie was sleeping in a crib or whatever. And the waitress came over and she goes, "Oh, what a beautiful little baby boy."
Yeah.
And that offended me. Yeah. I don't know why, but it actually offended me. I was like, it's a girl.
My daughter Memphis used to get that all the time. And I purposefully would put bows in her hair, like make her wear those ridiculous headbands because she had no hair up until she was about 2 on her head. And so I used to make her wear those headbands. And people would still get her confused and be like, "Oh, isn't he cute?" I'm like, it's a girl. She's wearing pink and she's wearing a headband.
You know, it's funny you talk about that and about insulting. Ben Hunt's wife, they've got a little son called Brady, like a little boy. And she was telling me about a month ago that he gets mistaken for a girl all the time. And I said, that's because he's got long hair.
He does have long hair.
And you've got one of them in a ponytail. I mean, you've got to give him a chance. Give him half a chance.
I'll tell you what, Dobbo, being mistaken for the wrong sex is nowhere near as offensive as being mistaken for the wrong species. Let's open our phones. 1-333-53 is our number. I bet your parents have got stories about people insulting things that other people have said about their babies because you do. You take it so personally for some reason. And how would you feel if you're the parent of the kid that was, well, a lady mistook a baby wombat with no hair for her friend's kid? That's how unattractive her friend's kid is. And obviously she took offense. Well, we got a full deck of calls here of, you know, people who have had insulting things said to them about their kids. Ruth has given us a call from Narang. What's your story, Ruth?
Oh, it's about my friend. She went into labour prematurely and we went to the rest of the hospital giggling and carrying on all the way there. And when the baby come out, I went, "Oh, my God, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen."
Why did you feel compelled to say that, Ruth?
Because he was.
And your friend didn't take it too lightly, did she?
No, she pissed herself laughing.
Oh, yeah. She was okay with it.
That's when you know you've got yourself a good friend.
So he was all covered in white stuff and, you know, hairy and because he was quite prim. But he looked like a rat gone wrong.
I'm calling this early, Ruth.
You're our caller of the day already. Yeah.
She's the caller of the day. Yep. She's our first caller. Well, of course she's the caller of the day.
She's set the bar fairly high. That means, Ruth, you got yourself a prize, and that is tickets to the Q Clash this weekend. Lions taking on the Gold Coast Suns.
Oh, cool.
Big kicks, high marks. Can you feel it, Brisbane? Join us for spectacular action. Unbeatable entertainment. The Lions taking on the Gold Coast Suns this Sunday. Tickets through lions.com.au.
Hang on there, Ruth. Now, that's outrageous. You gave a caller of the day. She's our first caller. I mean, Colin's just given us a call. He's out on the motorway at the moment. He might have an even better story. What's your go, mate?
My go. How you going, guys?
Good, mate. What's your story?
Hey, you know, when you first come out of hospital with your baby girl and everyone, like, sees it for the first time and carries on about how cute she was?
Yeah.
My youngest daughter was so ugly, people couldn't even pretend.
So when you know you've got, and by the way, for a parent to admit that the kid's ugly, that's when you know you've got an ugly kid. So yeah. when you know your kid's not that cute, how do you take it when people respond? How do they respond to you?
We used to just pretend she was that little ugly duckling. So, like, she'll be cute eventually.
Did she grow into her looks?
Yeah, she's gorgeous now, but yeah. Definitely isn't any good photos of her as a baby.
Oh, that's sad. And I feel for parents when you've got an ugly baby. Like, my two were good looking when they were little, in my opinion. Yeah.
It's your parents we feel sorry for, Dobbo. Thanks for your call, Colin. We appreciate it. Let's go to Taryn from Surfers Paradise. You can relate to this being offended when someone says something about your kid.
Well, it's actually not me. It was my best friend in Adelaide, and her mum said to us all the time that she was so ugly as a baby that she put a blanket over her face. So every photo as a baby, she goes, "Oh, my God, she was such an ugly baby. When we come over from England, I had to put a blanket over her face because I didn't think we were going to get into the country." That
this
is her own mum that tells this story all the time.
My mother-in-law always claims that my sister-in-law was the ugliest baby she's ever seen. She still says it to this day.
And we wonder why psychologists are doing a roaring trade, because parents are telling us these things. Thanks for your call, Taryn.
Hey, we can quickly do another one. I think we need to take Karen from Runaway Bay. What's happened? What was that? What was your deal as a kid?
Hi, guys. It was myself when I was born. I was born a little bit premature. And my mum's sister came into the hospital and Tom took one look at me. And she goes, "Oh, my God, it looks just like a monkey."
Oh. It's a little bit hairy.
But then the funny thing about it, must have been some truth to this, because when I was about 2 years old, Mum took me to the zoo and there was a baby monkey right up against the rail, up against the cage. So she put me under the rail so I could have a closer look. And another monkey came down and grabbed me by the hair, trying to pull me in. And Mum and the monkey were having a tug of war over me.
Oh. Got to be great for your self-esteem. Thanks, Karen.
Earlier in the week, I discussed my personal relationship with Corey and that we had had an argument about not spending enough time together lately.
Yes.
And Dobbo so fortunately got him up on air without my knowledge, and we basically shamed him and didn't give him an opportunity to have his opinion. So I thought, being the good wife I am, I would make it up to him. We went out on date night last night. We went to Dutch Courage Officers Mess on Alfred Constance Street in the Valley. Really great food, great cocktails, really great atmosphere. Highly recommend it. Anyway, I was hoping that we'd get like a nice little, you know, sort of booth or sitting area, you know, to ourselves, and we could, you know, have a nice intimate conversation and, you know, just have a good chat. So I thought I'd do something a little bit risky and wear a beautiful frock. But I went commando.
Really? What do you mean? Oh, so you had a skirt on, but no underwear.
I wore like a wrap dress and I just, you know, went.
No undies.
Yeah, no undie.
Can I just say?
So I was just trying to stir the pot a little bit and mix it up and be a little bit sexy, I guess.
No, well, I reckon that is sexy.
We didn't get an intimate corner table. We ended up getting like a high table in front of all of the low tables, you know, to the side of us. So I spent the whole night worrying about whether or not I was going to flash the full restaurant of people. So it ended up being a bit of a fail.
How do you know you didn't?
Well, I don't.
Can I just ask this? Can I just?
There was that one guy in the corner winking at me every now and then, though.
I appreciate your honesty, and you know, congratulations on being honest that you don't wear underpants, and the fact that Luke says he thinks that's sexy. I just want to know why. I haven't worn underpants since I was 18, and no one has ever told me that's sexy.
That's not sexy, Dobbo.
A, Dobbo, you don't have legs as good as Margo's, and B, you don't look...
I go commando all the time. Well, so I thought I might try it, and
how was
I
it
felt
for you?
Relatively vulnerable, actually.
Really?
It was, yeah, it's kind of weird, like it's all airy and,
did
you know,
Corey know?
Nothing
did
holding
you
it in
did
tight.
You tell him?
Yeah, he figured it out soon enough.
You know what? You're kind of lucky, though, because... when you're a chick, and like I do find that sexy, I reckon that is a really cool thing to do, to, you know, tell your partner, hey, by the way, I'm not wearing anything, you know what I mean? Like when a girl does that, I reckon that is a really sexy thing. I find it sexy anyway as a dude.
Calm down, Luke.
Well, where I'm going with it is that there's nothing that a guy can do in a similar circumstance. Like, Dobbo, there's not like you can go,
no.
I'm going out tonight with KG. You know what I'm going to do is I'm not going to wear any underpants, and that'll really turn her on. What can a guy do, Margo?
Well,
similar to that. Is there an equivalent that a male can do?
I always think it's sexy when Corey cooks. You know, he's in the kitchen and he's cooking and chopping up food. I don't know. I just find, you know, when men do housework type of things like hang washing, or cook, I don't know, cook in the kitchen. I think that's a
bit
sexy.
You know, I tried to do something sexy for KG it backfired on me completely.
What did you do?
Well, I got the clippers out.
Okay, that's enough. All right.
Hang on, I think we've got, don't we have audio, Benny? Haven't we got audio of KG when got over?
Righto, 133353.
Pretty much correct.
Have you succeeded as a man doing something sexy, I guess?
Well, no. Well,
what if you tried to do that was sexy and it didn't work?
Or the girls could give blokes some tips here. What can dudes do that is sexy? Because there's plenty of things you girls can do that is sexy. You can get
smell
a nice,
nice
dress. That's a good one. And Margot's gone out to dinner last night with her husband. She's gone commando, being all sexy. And we're just saying it's not really fair for us dudes, Dobbo, because there's nothing we can do to be sexy, right? Nothing we can work out anyway.
Well, nothing is men. I disagree. I've tried to do some stuff.
Yeah,
got rid of all my chest hair.
Let me rephrase what I said then. There's nothing we've successfully come up with then that has proven to be successful. But Mike from McDowell's given us a call. G'day, Mike. Welcome to the show, mate. What have you come up with?
Hey guys. I rescue and rehabilitate koalas and native animals like gliders and possums and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Occasionally, if it's their feed time and I've got a medical appointment or something to go to, I've got to take them with me. And let me tell you... you know, when women look at you when you've got a small, furry, cute animal, they pretty much melt all over you.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
It's
like the head like a drop pie.
Yeah. I tell you what, no problems at all, mate.
Yeah, but speaking from experience, Dobbo, when women look at you and you've got a small, furry something else, it's a completely different story, mate, I can tell you. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike. Let's go to Sue from Shayla Park. What do you reckon blokes can do that's sexy, Sue?
Hey, guys. Look, Margo's spot on. A boy in the kitchen is really nice.
Yeah.
But just a pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else?
Nothing else. Warm little smile, cheeky smile. And, yeah, dinner will probably go cold.
Can I just say this now? I've tried that, and all KG was said, get a shirt on. You know, I tried that. But
you have to lift your gut up off the kitchen bench.
She said, get a shirt on. You're disgusting.
Maybe it depends on the guy, Dobbo.
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, let's go to Cookie. Cookie, what do you got for us?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Yeah, same thing in the kitchen, but we've got MKR aprons, so you just wear the apron.
Oh, nice. You or your wife, or both of you together?
Well, sometimes it's both of us. Most of the time, it'll just be me when I'm cooking up something special for her.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like the fact that, you know, it sort of would have been a more powerful call, Cookie. No offense, mate, if your missus had a call through and said it's sexy. I mean, you're just assuming. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's saying, I'm sexy.
He's tired. He's had a big night.
And it is time to do our tool of the week for Trade Tools. They know you'd rather use the right tool than look like one. Get it right. Get in to see the guys at Trade Tools.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's Tool of the Week.
Yes, this is the time we throw it over to you, 133353, to nominate a Tool of the Week. A great prize up for grabs, actually, for whoever we deem to come up with the best tool. What have we got there, Benny?
I would love to tell you, but I will keep it a secret and come back to you shortly.
Oh, see, it's intriguing, isn't it? It's a secret.
Oh, it's a secret.
Can I quickly just nominate someone? I don't know if I told you guys this story on air or off air. I can't remember. But the lady that prevented me from parking my car the other day at the... I was at the shopping centre, Woolies, trying to park my car, and a lady hopped in there. Like, she stood in the car park, and she prevented me from getting my car in because she was saving it for a friend. That's not right. You can't do that. Nah. I mean, car parks are for people, and you, my friend, are my tool of the week.
You're the tool of the week.
Well, last night I had to do a cross for the Channel 9 footy show around about 10:30 at the Sofitel in Brisbane. As the cameraman, he wanted to shoot it in the main foyer. There's a little bar, just a little sort of bar just above it. Right. And a lot of the Melbourne Storm young brigade were playing cards.
In the bar.
At 10 o'clock at night. No, they weren't drinking. They were just playing cards. It was all above board. I went up to the Melbourne Storm players and I said, guys, we're about to shoot the footy show here across. It'll be about 10:30. I don't think it's a really good look that you're in a pub playing cards. Mm. Going
looking after them.
So if you shift over to the right-hand side, you'll be fine. You'll be right as rain. There'll be no dramas. You'll be out of shot. One of these blokes, who is very well known, I'm not going to name him, he's a young bloke, goes, well, how about if I stand there and drop me pants for when you're doing your cross? And said that. And he was sober. I said, how about I punch you in the head? And that's what I said.
I did not.
And I have a witness who's I'm not naming the bloke, but I have a manager who was there who said, you should have just done it. Anyway, lo and behold, they moved. Oh, mate, didn't do it. But for you, you jumped up little punk. You are my...
You got to tell me. You got to tell me.
No, I'm not doing it on public. No.
I mean, you were just looking out for them.
No, actually, 100% was. Like, he's just an idiot.
Okay, 133353. Anyone, Margo? Any you tool free this week?
The guy that was filtering on his motorbike down the highway the other day and sat in my blind spot, but he was sitting in my lane on my blind spot, and I indicated to come across, and I nearly hit him. And he's my tool of the week. Don't sit in my blind spot.
The tool of the week.
It's funny.
Don't filter in my lane.
Something tells me that guy's about to call us on 133353 and nominate you as the tool of his tool of the week. But hey, that's his prerogative.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
No. It's tool of the week.
Yes, let's go to the phone, see what you've got in store for us this week. Tony from Daisy Hill has called through 133353. Who would you like to nominate, Tony?
Dobbo.
What's he done now, Tony?
No, just his reasoning behind his questioning to Wayne Bennett. I was wondering what he had a duty of care of.
We actually talked to him about this morning.
Funny. It's, yeah.
And he even reasoned why he used duty of care. He read us out the meaning of duty of care, and it still didn't reason with why.
Tony, would you like me to give you an answer on why I said the duty of care?
Go for it.
In tort law, the duty of care is a legal obligation that says while you are performing something, you proceed without being negligent to your employer. Okay. That is called duty of care. It would be negligent of me not to ask the question.
Okay, for those that don't know what we're talking about here, Dobbo yesterday went to a press conference with Wayne Bennett where Wayne continually said he doesn't want to talk about who's going to be coaching the Broncos next year. All he wants to talk about is the Melbourne Storm game tonight. And eventually Dobbo got into a stage where he walked out of the press conference. Now, Dobbo, your defence is that you had a duty of care.
To my employer, yes.
Right.
Yes. Do you mean
due diligence?
Yes, that's what he means. Hey, Tony, thank you for nominating Dobbo as your tool of the week.
You're the tool of the week.
Let's talk to Sandy from Everton Hills. You want to nominate someone for tool of the week, do you, Sandy?
Yeah, I do. My daughter's in Royal Brisbane Hospital at the moment, and I zipped up there yesterday to see her quickly from work. And I got a park on the 7th floor, which was the top floor. I'm coming home, leaving the car park, and there was a woman in front of me, and from every floor, she stopped at the end of the row and put her blinker on, coming out of the car park. Every single level. Every level. And even, like, she stopped when there was no traffic coming, like, on the on the part where there's just parked cars beside her.
I know you've got to take caution out on the road. I know you have to do it, but gee, I'll tell you what, some people are overly cautious. My old lady does it too, Sandy. She starts slowing down at a green light just in case it goes to orange while she's getting near it. And it causes as many dramas as it prevents. Go for it, Sandy. Crown
of
Tool of the Week.
You're in a car park. It's a situation. Oh, my God. I just wanted to get out and slap her.
You're the Tool of the Week.
Let's take a final one here. Scotty from the Grange with someone I'm thinking is going to be a popular nominee for Tool of the Week. Who you got for us, Scotty?
Peter Beattie for being himself, being Peter Beattie.
Is this like collectively, Scotty, for forgetting to show the athletes at the closing ceremony and all of that sort of stuff?
No, just for him getting, buddy, he got himself in the media for 3 days after his sorry tour, and then he turned around and told everyone else they were being whingers. Had his long speech, so everyone's sick of him. We're sick of him years ago.
Take your pick.
Yeah, all right, Scotty. We'll go for it, mate. Scotty's crowning Peter Beattie as...
You're the Tool of the Week.
Bet on the massive US Power Jackpot at Lottoland today. Gamble responsibly.